Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's for tonight in the NBA and the NHL coming up 1 hour from right now. We'll get back to the NBA. We'll get to the NHL postseason next hour on the show as well. Final segment for the day on Stadium. So if you're watching on Stadium and you want to check out the final hour, the Power Hour, highly recommend. 10 out of 10. No notes. Twitch.tv/BetQL, the Odyssey app, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or one of about a billion radio stations nationwide, including our friends on satellite radio, Sirius XM. Ken, we can get back to 3 through 10 in a second and the exercise that we started at 5 o'clock Eastern time, but Adam Chernoff joined us, Eric Eager joined us, Drew Densick joined us. What is like the most interesting thing that came out of any one of those interviews to you as it concerns betting the NFL draft?
Lack of confidence, but I don't think that's surprising. I really enjoyed all three of those interviews. I wouldn't say I was particularly surprised by any of the answers in the three interviews. Like, it wasn't like, I got it from somebody who got it from somebody that it's this and you'll never believe it or something like that. Everything's really cautious. Everything's not information driven. It's more problem solving, or I don't know what the right way to put it is. You're more just like, the exercise that we're doing. All right. So like, if this isn't as certain as it's priced, what do I want to bet if that's the case? And so that's not like Whale says, like, I have the nuts, right? Which is basically just like, I know who the pick is going to be. That's a lot different than, this guy's -300, but we don't really know anything. That's not like, I know who the pick is. They're two totally different approaches, right? And I think the second approach, the like, I don't know who the pick is, but these are the prices, that's the one you're going to have to go with for a long time here, until like Thursday at 6 o'clock. That's what you're going to have to go with. I thought Whale's note on someone, I have the bookmaker screen up, like somebody betting Daniels to win a lot, is interesting because it happened and nobody else bet that and nobody else bet any other pick that way. So that on its own is just like, all right, it's worth knowing that it happened. And you and I were even to talk about this during the break. Like, if you knew, like, Washington's, let's say they called Jaden Daniels yesterday. They said, like, you're the pick. And if you like knew that and you were, think about the Jontay Porter situation, like you were like some connected person to the player involved and you were trying to bet this, like when would you bet it? And for
Jontay Porter's got a lot of the time of it on his hands right now. Maybe it is him.
Yeah. How about that Larry Nance comment, by the way? I think I watched that press conference clip like 20 times, like the funniest thing. He's like, I'm betting on the Pelicans. Wait, I'm not betting. I'm not Jontay Porter. I'm not a Jontay Porter. I think it was like one of the middle of the
game. So how about Larry Nance like closing the game last night for the, we can do that. We'll do that another time when we talk about the Pelicans.
Maybe
play
Valanciunas and 75 rebounds. I don't know, whatever. So, it's really interesting. Like, look, somebody did bet that. Like, you don't bet, Whale even says, like, you don't bet that for fun. Like, you don't bet that, like, watch me mess with everybody and bet this $100,000 on Jaden Daniels. Like, cheaper ways to mess with people. So it's worth knowing, but it's also still Monday. I think we've done a good job in this last hour of the show of detailing a bunch of examples historically to remind people of how flimsy this stuff is and how it can look one thing, but it's actually another thing, how not just trust information that you read, especially that's publicly available, and assume everyone else has access to the same info. All of that stuff, I think, still holds through the three interviews. But look, these are three really smart people. Those are three people who follow the NFL closer than I do. And you still come away with like, I don't know. And I don't think the three of them know. And they came on and tell us. This is not me insulting them. Like, they came on and tell you they didn't know. It's a best guess. And if the market's a best guess, then that's all it is.
And I'll say this just on the Daniels note, like when to bet it if you knew. I guess you could theoretically get to Thursday and more people know, and the price is a lot bigger. But like, I guess my thing would be like, if you knew for sure, it wouldn't matter what the price was, right? Because like, you just win. You win. Like, you have the answer.
It wouldn't cost you as much. You wouldn't have to lay as much. Depends on how much money you have access to, right? If you got to lay minus 1,000, you got to post. I mean, this is like an in the weeds conversation about like credit outs versus having to post.
My guess is the person. Yeah. My guess is the person that's laying. And you, to be fair, you would know a lot better about the stuff than me. If you've got 100K to burn on Monday, I'm guessing you have more money to burn on stuff on Thursday. Would be my guess. Maybe.
Well,
not.
You'd hope so. Well, if Drake May gets drafted second, you don't have 100K more to burn on the next day. It's a really, really interesting note. Is it predictive? Tough to say. I think it's worth knowing about is just the only way that I would put it right now. Just because, again, like, I don't have the info, so I can't be like, well, that definitely means this on Monday. To be fair, it was the second the market opened, basically. So it's like your first chance to get even that close to that amount of money in there. And
like hovering over the mouse, like, up.
Click, 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 click. And the odd, just there's some language that he used there, the auto mover. For people who don't know, like, certain offshores, because you might go to, like, you know, whatever book you like to bet at, and you might make a bet. And when you make the bet, like, nothing happens. Like, the odds don't change. You just made your bet, and it's, like, in your pending wagers, and that's it. And, like, that's probably all you know about how it works. Like, I clicked the button, and I made the bet, and it's in my account, and, like, that's it. And depending on the amount that you're betting or whether your account has been flagged or not as, like, sharp or however you want to put it, like, someone whose opinion matters, someone who they should move off of. I've had this experience a few times with, like, multi-way futures recently where, like, I'm trying to bet enough that it's, like, there's an auto mover, and basically what all that means is, like, when you click the button, everything on the screen flashes because, like, you have bet something. So, for example, like, when I bet the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, like, I multiple clicked in many places, and they went from, like, 760 to 710 to 690 to 670, like, that kind of thing. And, like, there's not somebody on the opposite end of the screen when that's you're like, wow, they responded really fast. It's just like it's a computer program. It's a robot, you know, think about it that way. Like, it's called an auto mover. And that's just like, so when that's happening, you don't get super burned on somebody betting 100K on Jaden Daniels. Like, imagine if you were like, well, I'm going to take my coffee break for 5 minutes. I hope nothing happens between now and the time I come back. And you come back and you're like, whoa, somebody bet 100. I should move that market. Like, obviously, that's a really bad way to run a business if you're taking a lot of money. If you're not taking a lot of money, it doesn't really matter. But just like, I think a lot of people listening that bet are like, well, duh. But yeah, like, whatever. We're a national show. People might not know that stuff. They just like making their $20 bet.
I think the majority of people don't know that, honestly. Yeah. So I think that's good information for people. I would say, like, my guess is like 95% of the audience or more like doesn't know that.
Yeah, so just different books run their operations in different ways. Books that take a lot of money on something and like want to move off, especially a market like the draft, where if somebody's betting something, there's a higher likelihood something's up than if they're just betting like the Knicks game tonight or something where there's, you know, or a game where there's no known injuries. And so just, you know, the auto mover is set up so that they don't get crushed in terms of the price that they deal. And that stuff, it changes the second the bet is made and no one else can bet at that price.
Does the conversation with Drew and that nugget on Jaden Daniels, does that change how you feel right now about the second overall pick where Daniels was -275 at BetMGM, now -375 with this information in tow? That does not have to be right. Like Whale saying, like, I guess it could just be someone who's with money to burn. Who the hell knows, right? Does that change the way you feel about number two or someone who thinks they know?
Yeah, it's probably not frivolous. It's just what's the mark at the start of The Big Short? There's like the Mark Twain quote, like it's not what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. So like you're convinced that something is like those are the things that get you
stupid
convinced
line.
That something has to be true. Yeah. What did he ever do in his life? What did he ever write? So it just you know, the idea that like, okay, like someone's convinced of something. Yeah, it's just funny because you pair that. I always go back to the Ron Rivera appearance on our show. That's always what I go back to, where it's just like, what do you think the Commanders are going to do at number two? Well, they're taking Jaden Daniels.
Dude, like, you were on vacation, and Baldy said the same thing. Like, he thinks it's decided that they're taking Daniels.
Now there's a third person that does because they bet $100,000 on it. I'll say this again. Like, I have no bets on the NFL draft right now. So I don't need something. I'm not rooting for something. None of this really makes me want to go bet the second overall pick. I'll just be honest. Like, it doesn't make me want to bet Daniels and Chase. It doesn't make me, as in Chase the Steam on it, not like Jamar Chase. It doesn't make me want to bet like the other players necessarily. Maybe the other positions are where we end up like putting in some bets on some stuff, just because like this all it would make me really nervous to like tread into knowing what's happened so far.
More likely to go earlier in the NFL draft, Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer?
And then I was just thinking about the Rush song, Tom Sawyer, too. Nobody ever made a song called Huckleberry Finn like that.
Yeah, this doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
Yeah. Who's the one that went in the raft down the river? Huck Finn?
Huck Finn. Yeah.
Yeah. Huck.
Huckleberry.
Huck or Huck Barkley. Yeah.
Let's move on. So we got to continue. I won't continue the exercise here. So third overall pick. Do you have the market open?
Yeah, I got everything. May favorite minus 190. So, I mean, maybe eventually as the week goes on, if there's more and more certainty that Daniels is two, the question everybody will be asking is, all right, like, should maybe more of a favorite to go three? Because you'll basically remove Daniels from this.
What would NSYNC say about the question? What would NSYNC say about the question about number three?
They wouldn't know either. They probably get pretty good information, even still now, but they're probably pretty connected. But some of them, at least. They would probably be like, is it going to be May? Like they inflected at the end. Right, exactly, yeah. For everybody but Jane Daniels, tear it up their heart if it goes somewhere else. So May minus 190, Daniels plus 250. This is third overall pick. McCarthy 350, which is just like funny to see that price with that player versus a month ago, 6 weeks ago, as his stock has fallen, or his stock has risen, rather. Harrison 25 to 1. Don't really have to do anything after that, I think. Four players for this spot. Daniels might be gone already or not. What's the best contrarian approach here? I guess that's the right way to frame it.
McCarthy.
Again, so the right approach in every pick is just bet JJ McCarthy. That's what it sounds like so far. Two and three.
Do you disagree? Like,
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I think the right answer is.
I also don't. Maybe the right answer is just Drake May third. If, like, McCarthy's going to be certain to be the second pick.
Oh, like, if you mock McCarthy two to be crazy, then May's just still third, so nothing changed?
No, like, let's say the week goes, let's say tomorrow Daniels is an even bigger favorite. Whatever. We think Daniels is going to be the pick. If Drake May is going to be this price, I don't know, maybe Drake May is the best pick based off, like, what Eager said. Eager's, like, really plugged in. And he was basically who's like least likely to fall? His answer was Drake May.
Sure. I think that makes a lot of sense. So I think that's pretty interesting. I mean, we haven't even done like the picks where we really take shots yet. Like the fourth overall pick is next. That's where Harrison's minus 225. And we don't even know if Arizona's making the pick. That's the first non-quarterback. Although they do apparently really like Marvin Harrison, says people who may not know. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Too. All right, you know what we do know? Final Hour Power Hour coming up next, but not on Stadium. So head on over to twitch.tv/BetQL. I guess we're going to do a lot more NFL draft. We will get to all our bets for tonight in the NBA and the National Hockey League.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL.